Nevada County Board of Supervisors reluctantly accepted the directives from the State Building Standards Commission that will require all new residential homes being built starting next year to have sprinkler systems installed. This will increase the cost of new homes from $7,000 to $10,000. I spoke with Dave Walls, executive director of the Building Standards Commission, about this little-known government agency.
We're the commission that adopts, approves, publishes all the Title 24 building standards for the state of California.
Here in Nevada County, this recent regulation that was just currently went in front of the Board of Supervisors to require sprinklers in new housing has created quite a stir, saying that it will, in many ways, be a tipping point for people deciding whether or not to build a house because of the, I guess, $7,000 to $10,000 additional cost. When these regulations are presented to you, is there an economic study that's done along with these about the economic effects of them?
There was a lot of study done, a lot of discussion done on that, but to discuss the process a little bit, because this is in the National Model Code, and the way this state law works is it requires the state of California, with varying agencies, in this particular case would be the state fire marshal that has the authority to adopt fire sprinklers, for example, or propose them to us, and we take it through the adoption process. It requires the model code. So, again, either they can add to the model code or delete from. And in this particular case, it went through the full public process and discussion of costs and all those things came up. But ultimately, in the end, the support was there for adoption.
Now, you say the public process. Is that in Sacramento that there are hearings?
There's full public processes. The state, not only does the State Building Standards Commission have hearings and committee hearings and a variety of processes I can discuss, but also the state fire marshal, they take all of the proposals that they're going to do. They also vet it throughout. Actually, I'm not sure their full hearing process, but they do it in Sacramento, and normally they do it in other areas of the state as well.
Where do these things start? Who first proposes these regulations?
It's in the model code. So, again, as the law requires us every 3 years to take the national model codes and bring them in and update them or update the codes for California. So that's where it starts. So we have a code adoption cycle. That then, and that's kind of every time we do that, again, it's every 3 years, would be the starting point, would be that code.
So this actually starts at the federal level?
Yeah, it was a national level.
National level.
Oh, yeah, it's not a federal, it's not the federal government, but there are national codes that are developed by publishing organizations.
Are these consistent from state to state, or does California have the discretion as to whether to adopt these or not?
Yeah, there is a discretion, and every state has that discretion. Most of the states, to my knowledge, are utilizing this national model code, and they can amend or, like I said, or delete, and we can do the same thing as it goes through the process and you get public feedback from the public.
Are there any variations to this or any appeals to it on a local or regional level? There are some people that really are saying that this is the tipping point where they will probably not build a new house because of these additional codes. How does that work?
You know, on the local cities and counties that do have the authority to amend the code locally as well, as it relates specifically to fire sprinklers and the Office of State Fire Marshal, typically it's though the amendment is needs to be more restrictive, and I would think that the fire sprinklers would fall into that as well. So I would think, and again, that would need to come from the State Fire Marshal, but I believe that that would be the minimum.
So as far as your organization, the Building Standards Commission, you basically take recommendations, in this case, from the fire marshal, but possibly from other state agencies as well?
Yes. We work with the Office of State Fire Marshal. We work with the Department of Housing and Community Development. They have, you know, for residential occupancies, they also have authority. We work with Division of State Architect for schools and colleges. We work with Office of State Wide Health Planning and Development for hospitals. So there's a, a huge gamut of agencies that we work with.
So basically these regulations don't originate within your office?
No.
How can local jurisdictions or local builders find out more in advance about proposed new regulations that may be coming down the pike?
We actually have a database that we send out to anybody that proposes, any of the state agencies I mentioned that propose to us. We take it through a full public process, so anybody can comment during our hearings. We actually have a written comment period as well, 45 days, so people can study it right in. And then we have the hearing before the commissioners themselves when they make the final vote. So there's plenty of opportunities. It's just getting on the database, either with us. We have one. You can go to our website at www.bsc.ca.gov. Right on the front page, you can fill out the database. We'll make sure you get that information. But in the case, if you're interested in, fire services issues, fire safety, you can contact the state fire marshal. They also have a database, as all the agencies do.
Dave, if there was enough dissent about this, is it possible that there is a process that it could be repealed?
There is. Again, it would be going through the state fire marshal or your legislators would be the two primary ways that it can be done. The Building Standards Commission has no authority to go onto the authority of another state agency to do that.
Dave Walls with the Building Standards Commission, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with KVMR.